Unit 18, Johnson's Dictionary. The son of a bookseller, Samuel Johnson was always fascinated by the English language. But he saw a big problem with English. Too many people used it incorrectly. He thought English was broken, and he wanted to fix it. So, in 1755, he created the first modern English dictionary. There were 20 English dictionaries before Samuel Johnson's. The early English dictionaries were not very practical. They were just lists of hard or rare words that only scholars used. Another problem with the early dictionaries was that the definitions were often incomplete and difficult to understand. For example, a popular 1676 English dictionary had the word equine, which means related to horses. The definition for equine in the 1676 dictionary was a well-known animal. In the 1700s, the English language was expanding quickly. When people started traveling abroad, new words often entered the language. Sailors brought back words like hurricane and canoe from their travels. Modern science was developing quickly at the time, too. Many scientific words came from Latin. For many English people, the words were all very confusing. There were also many different spellings of the same words. Johnson published his dictionary, A Dictionary of the English Language, in 1755. He planned to complete his work in 3 years, but it actually took him almost a decade. Johnson's dictionary was not only for scholars, but for everyone. The dictionary was very big. It was over 45 centimeters tall and 50 centimeters wide. It had 42,773 word entries. Interestingly, Johnson realized something very quickly. As soon as the dictionary was published, it was out of date. The English language was changing too quickly. Johnson never really fixed the language at all. Still, he gave us a first practical English dictionary in history. Today, there are dictionaries for almost everything. Picture dictionaries, slang dictionaries, and even crossword puzzle dictionaries. Samuel Johnson could not have dreamed about the impact his first dictionary would have.